Good morning, everybody. Can you all hear us okay online?
Yes, I can hear.
Oh, perfect. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back after, I don't know when's the last time we met. It feels like it was like last year.
June 13th.
According to the minutes. That's right. According to the minutes. So. Sorry, I somehow closed everything out. And it looks like we have enough for a quorum, so we can do.
Okay.
So if you'd like to kick us off.
Well, sure. So welcome, everybody. First item on our agenda is the minutes that were received earlier this week. Hoping everyone had a chance to review them. I do have a couple recommendations, but I'll open it up first if anyone else has any edits to the minutes. Okay, hearing none, I will move forward with mine. Just on the approval of the meeting minutes from the April meeting, I understand where it's going here, but I'm wondering if we can just, because you're saying that I made the motion with some edits, but it doesn't really say, basically it just says, Matt asked for volunteers for RFP committee. So it sounds like after I made the edits, then Matt did this, then did that. It doesn't clarify that those were the edits I was recommending. Does that make sense?
Derek, do you know how we can probably translate?
So I just thought.
I've never done the minutes, so I don't know if there's a way to translate that or how that process goes.
Yeah, so you're just, those were your recommendations.
Right, so what I was gonna recommend is like, so it says Stephanie motioned to approve the 4:11 minutes with two changes, clarifying that Matt asked for volunteers for the committee, and that the title of the program that Emily Paskett is involved in is called this. And so just saying that, based somehow identifying that those things listed there, those are the changes, because it's just not clear. That was it. And then I had on the coronavirus state and local fiscal recovery fund, says the two remaining are Liberty Corners and 910 West. Is that?
That's
okay, it just has an extra space in there, so
It looks a little weird.
And then on the last section, the housing trust fund, there's a couple things in there that's a couple places where it's not a complete sentence. So if we could just make it into a sentence. So for example, it just says updating sustainability portion of the policy every year as requirements change, the allocation process, loan types, and eligible applications. I mean, just create those into sentences so it says what we're doing. Oh, is that locked? Shoot, you need a code.
The super secret code.
So those were just my recommendations, just to make them a little more clear.
Okay.
And if you want, I can send over what I written down unless you've got it.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, you can
set it up. Okay, I'll do that later. With those edits, I will make a motion, or I guess somebody else can make a motion to approve the minutes. Anybody?
I'll make a motion with the edits that Stephanie suggested.
Okay. Is there a second? It's going to have to be someone on the phone.
Yeah, I'll second.
Thanks. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next on our agenda is the Affordable Housing Development RFA.
Thank you, Stephanie. I'm going to try to take the reins here for a second, and unfortunately, I goofed up. I forgot to forward the invite over to Russ. I know we talked about
it. And he's out today.
Yeah,
anyway.
And I totally forgot. So I might be passing the baton to you to any questions that they may have. So, the Affordable Housing Development RFA, and again, Mike, please hop in whenever, is an RFA. It's basically getting, the RFA is going through the Housing Trust Fund, and we're looking to the Advisory Board to make recommendations based on two pots of money.
Correct.
So we have Home ARP and ERAP 2, if I'm not mistaken. And so we combine those two pots of money to try to get some affordable housing development in. And Mike and Russ, let me backtrack here. This pot of money comes from Russell Goodman's that's under his purview. So what they're asking us as an advisor or as a staff and advisory board is to review the application similar to what we did with home new development and make the funding recommendation based on those eligible applications that are going to come through. That's very high level. Just
who's Russ? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh. So Russ is our community development section manager. So
okay.
I'll step back a little more.
Yep.
In our organization, we have a housing development manager. He oversees our rehab program and the home funds. And then Russ Goodman, who's new, he oversees CDBG, ESG. Those are the federal grants.
Yeah.
He oversees those. And then we have some, and he also oversees new development. It's a little weird we've got this structured. If there's funding that comes from the council directly to the Housing Trust Fund, that is a process that Josh oversees entirely on his own under my direction. The two of us work on that together. If there's funding that comes through home funds or like this ERAP, which was rental assistance funding, and it comes through another entity in our organization, another group, that RFA will still run through the Housing Trust Fund help make either recommendations or funding decisions. However, it is managed, all the contracts are managed through this other group. So it's a little structurally, it sounds kind of weird, but it works really well for us because there's different regulations on the funds.
Yeah, no, as I said, that's helpful because when he just said the money is coming from Russ, I'm like, oh, is he a benefactor?
We wish.
I thought
he'd be the best benefactor out there, honestly.
Okay, that's helpful.
So we have about $4.7 million between the two pots that will go out. And then, do you want to tell a little more about the, do you want me to talk about what the RFA is about?
Yeah, if you want to just give them like a quick
overview,
because I don't know how much time everyone had to review.
Quick question on
that.
So 4.7 combined. I'm assuming since we're doing one RFA that the requirements and regulations are similar between the two pots of funds. So we can combine them without worrying what goes
to
where.
In fact, we have to.
Okay.
We have to. The home ARP requires another federal funding source to leverage. So it's a really good, really good marriage between the two. Home ARP has some additional requirements to what the ERAP funds have.
Okay.
And you'll see those in the RFA. It's nothing too big. It's like you have to have 10 units for certain populations set aside. So in the RFA, we say you have identified those 10, and we identify the qualified populations that those units have to be set aside for. So we put this out the end of July. I think it was July 22nd.
It had to be like a week or two ago, not that long.
Yeah, we had a webinar for people to come in and ask questions. We had a really good turnout. Usually on the webinars, we get like 5 people, and we had 20. So a good response. The purpose of this funding is it's short term. It's a 5-year term, 1% simple interest. It can be used for acquisition of land. It can be used for construction costs, pre-development costs, rehabilitation are the primary uses of these funds. The reason we did short term on this is because we want to, when you guys did the ARPA funding, those were much longer commitments, right? And when we go to our county council and talk to them about the Housing Trust Fund, we want to show them the impact we make by leveraging projects that have a longer timeline, right, before they would see that money back. We also want to say to them, hey, we have short-term money that we're churning that we can get out and do immediate things in the community. We can help, like I said, buy land or do pre-development or something. So we kind of want those two pots.
And when you say short term, is it just like what is the term?
5 years. So they have to have a repayment within 5 years.
So do you expect them to refinance at 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
Like you don't expect them to pay off at 5 years. But I mean pay us off but not pay back.
Correct. And they have in the RFA we ask they have to demonstrate their plan to repay in 5 years. So when you get those applications, one of the scoring criteria is what's the ability to repay this within those 5 years.
And so the 5-year it's not amortizing, I'm guessing that's
just
mm-hmm.
It's just simple. Yeah. So they're due on August 23rd. We are requesting that the Housing Trust Fund Advisory Board meet on the 29th of August. It is a quick turnaround. We'll get them on that Friday, and we'll have them to you on Monday. The meeting would be on a Thursday.
Yeah, and I think we're just trying to figure out the timing, because Matt was okay with it, so we just kind of went to him. Well, I gave him a call, and he's like, yeah, let's do it. We just need to figure out the time that's good for the collective group.
So I guess it depends on how many applications we're reviewing, right?
Exactly.
Like, if
yeah.
you get 20, that would be a challenge to get something
challenge.
On Monday.
We'd have to probably break it up over a meeting or two, like
yeah.
what we did. What did we
yeah.
do, like three or four meetings
yeah.
with
yeah.
17 applications?
Yeah. yeah.
Just looking at the 29.
And sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. And this is a huge shout out to you guys. The big reason why we're doing it, using the Housing Trust Fund as a process for this, is mainly because of you all as advisory board members. There's been a lot of people that talked about how much expertise and how much they appreciate the work you guys have done for Housing Trust Fund. So. Huge shout out to all of you, and that's just wanted to at least highlight that. That's why we're doing more of these type of processes. We're still looking for other monies to go through the Housing Trust Fund, like what we did with ARPA, but it sounds like we're starting to get a positive reputation with getting recommendations from other funding sources.
I think where some confusion could come in is, depending on the funding source, it determines your level of it. So, for example, the home funding, remember last year we write you the home fund applications. Those are actually approved by the home, the final approval of those is made by the home consortium, which is a makeup of cities in the county who contribute their home funds to the county. So that group is the actual one who makes recommendations. What I'd really like to do is, because of what Josh said, you guys are the experts. I think there's a lot of credibility to this group. So whether it is, hey, like with this one, this RFA that's coming out this month, you'll be making those final decisions on who gets funded. That's one role. Then there's this role of, hey, we're using the Housing Trust Fund Advisory Board to make recommendations to the final decision-making body because of that expertise. The Home Consortium, they really don't have a lot of the experience that you guys have. And so they would look to you guys and say, oh, why are you making these recommendations? And hopefully follow those. So there's kind of, you play a few different roles on the Housing Trust Fund.
So what do you think the average grant size will be for this? Or is there a minimum, maximum? Because 4.7, really, that could go to one person, right? And still not
yeah.
cover all of it.
And we said in the RFA that we anticipate that this will be the 1 to 2 we'll award 1 to 2 applicants.
Claudia, did you have any questions or comment?
No, I don't have any questions.
Okay. Thought I just heard some noise in the background, so I wasn't sure if you were coming. No, you were all good.
So we just need to decide a time.
Yeah, it's really just deciding a time that's good with the group, and if that means me creating a doodle poll or us just having a quick chat or doing it through email, that we could do it too, whatever. What do you think would work best?
So, I mean, the fact that this meeting seems to work well for people at this time, I was just looking at my calendar in the afternoon, I'm busy.
Yeah.
From noon on. So I would say probably the same time.
8:30 to 9:30.
No, please. An hour might be too short, I think.
If we did an hour and a half,
what day?
The 29th.
I'm wondering, what if we blocked out 2 hours knowing that, you know, we could get time?
Sure.
Again, it depends on how many applications you get.
We have no idea yet.
Yeah, I mean, and I'd love to be able to review them all at once, because I think sometimes our views change from week to week, our moods, you know what I mean? I think
Great.
That really does impact our view. So, looks like Claudia has a question.
Yeah, what time are we talking about on the 29th?
8:30 to 10:30, I think, is what's been just kind of tossed out.
Conflict that morning.
Okay.
You know, Mike, I have a CHA subgroup meeting at 9 on the 29th.
Okay.
Maybe I should send out a doodle poll.
Yeah, maybe we should.
Let's send out a doodle poll and find a date that works for everybody. We'll have to amend our, we'll have to just send out an amendment to this, which is totally fine. But let's send out the doodle poll today. And if you guys could just respond today so we can get this scheduled and get it changed on our website.
Yeah. So do you want me to put like the 29th and then try to do like a couple of days after that? Because the 29th is on Thursday. So, or like maybe Friday. And
we
then
can do Friday and maybe. Yeah. Does that sound good? We'll give you a few days.
Yeah. So I'll try to do Thursday. So the 29th, I don't know how many days are in August. I should know that.
31.
Thank you. So, yeah. So the 29th, 30th, and then I would assume that following Monday should give us Labor Day.
That's Labor Day. And I'm gone Friday, actually.
Okay.
Josh and I work on this. We're going to send out some dates.
So, yeah.
We're going to go back.
We could try to do Wednesday, but that's, you know, again, it depends on how many applications we have to review.
That's the biggest question, too. And also, just like with the ARPA, I understandably it's not going to be as in-depth, but it's still, this body is the final funding recommendation, and we always want to make sure we give you all enough time to actually not know them intimately, but know them enough to feel comfortable to say, okay, I feel good making this recommendation.
What's the timing when you need our recommendation? If we push it into the next week,
is
that
will be okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm a little out of the loop. I gotta catch up.
Yeah,
no. We'll be okay. And maybe we should, if you've got a conflict and Claudia has a conflict, what if we just propose some new dates the following week?
Yeah. But some dates and time. And do you want me to just try to, should we just block off the morning, like that 8:30 to 10:30 time slot? Is that okay with everybody?
Well, I'm guessing, should we do that Thursday the 5th, since we're used to meeting on Thursdays? I just think with Labor Day being Monday, people might still be gone Tuesday.
So I would probably start like Wednesday through Friday, then it's probably
That works.
8 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. for time slots, just because it's, unless anybody prefers to do it in the afternoon. I think Stephanie made a good point, though.
Okay.
Wednesday, I do have conflict. Wednesday the 4th, but the 5th and the 6th.
I'll be out of town those days, but I'll be working, and I could join remote work.
Yeah. Okay. I'll get that out today.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about this one? To the collective group, is there any questions or comments about the Affordable Housing Development RFA?
The timeline that you were talking about now is better for me. I was going to be not available that earlier timeline, so that's good.
Sweet. All right. Okay. On to the next item.
Okay. The Housing Trust Fund Policy.
Is that a decent size for those that are online?
Yes.
So I'm going to probably look to you for a little guidance. Do you want to do it similar to what we did since we've done a round of edits and then do editorial or copy edits through email after this meeting?
Yeah, I think that would be best.
Okay. Do you mind kicking us off with the... I'll kick us off real quick. So this is the second draft of the Housing Trust Fund Policy. Thank you all for your original comments. We're looking to maybe clean it up or get some final comments in so that way, because we're looking to finalize this probably by next month, so we have something a little more concrete. Any changes that we discussed in our last meeting, I tried to highlight. So for example, we have the purpose here when Matt was talking about, hey, we do funding recommendations, we probably should put that under our purpose. So that's just one example. And what we did last time is we kind of just went through section by section and I just kind of scrolled and people stopped me if they had any questions or edits. Does that sound good with the collective group online?
Yes, that sounds good.
Yep, I agree.
All right, I'm going to start scrolling.
Yeah.
Since we have this first highlighted part, do we want to reword this at all? Is there any comments in the purpose at all? Oh, shoot, this went way too high.
My only recommendation is maybe instead of putting, I'm assuming AB stands for advisory board.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe should we just spell that out? Because it's not identified anywhere else?
It's identified in the definitions below.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Then never mind.
But I'm happy to, at least in the beginning, I think you are right. It should be written out because the definitions are below it. So people are probably like, why am I going to bump down the definition? So I'll make that change. Any other comments or edits on the purpose section? Definitions. I'm sorry, this is really slow. It's a little laggy. I don't want to just go right through it and everyone be like...
I thought we were supposed to be like actually reading that. Whoa, a little fast, but...
One of the changes that was discussed when we were going through the definitions last time was either spelling it out or having it written out. I took a page out of our DA's book and I actually wrote it out and I put the numbers in there just to keep it clean so that way there's no confusion or typos or anything like that. Does anyone have any disputes about that at all? Scrolling. Oh, Claudia, I believe you weren't with us last time. I wanted to give a huge shout out to UHC for letting us poach most of your definitions.
Of course. Happy to help.
Okay, sorry. A little too far. Okay. Housing trust fund priorities. This is something that got brought up last time. So instead of having them listed out, we just said, hey, we're going to talk about them. The one slightly different thing that I did that I'm not sure if you saw in the review, instead of referring to the sustainable development policy and having to change that as it goes, what I figured is we put an attachment sheet to the actual policy and we can just update that attachment. I believe that is something you suggested.
Yeah.
Last time, so I didn't know if there was any disputes with that direction from you or the collective group.
My only food for thought is, do we want to say, and I know we already talked about this before, but instead of saying that they will review and or update priorities annually, which then commits us to actually do that, do we just say may review and update periodically as opposed to locking us into that annual? Just a thought.
It is a good thought. I'm really open to whatever you all recommend for this. I am just copying suit of what we already put in a policy that we've approved. So this is like word for word from the sustainable development. We can make
and I'm fine having it in there that we would do it annually, but I'm wondering, is there a calendar somewhere that says this is what the committee needs to do at what times?
We can do periodically just to keep it high level, unless do you foresee any issue with the language not being the exact same from the sustainable development policy to it's really a one word change from annually to periodically.
I think annually is fine. Are you just saying maybe being more specific as to when?
No, I'm just being specific as to time flies. And is it going to be, we haven't really reviewed these or updated them in 3 years. Like, is it on a calendar that January of every year, one of our items to do is to review these priorities?
Maybe instead of saying a specific date, first meeting of the new year.
Yeah.
Would that be good?
As long as someone's tracking that, right?
Yeah.
Like, we put that in the policy, but as long as...
And that's on the HTF manager, so that's my job, which is a very, very valid point. But I do like the idea of maybe saying, hey, at the beginning of each new year, you know, so that way it's still annually, but it's not tied to a specific date.
Yeah, and that's fine. And I don't even think in here you have to say the first quarter, as long as somewhere you're keeping track of it and knowing that it's on our to-do list annually. That's my concern. It doesn't have to say when it will happen in here.
Okay.
I just want to make sure that it's...
That we actually do it.
That we actually which is, hey, I'm all for that.
Yeah.
And I'm very, very new to policy and procedure, so like this is all learning experience for me, so I love it.
I'm in banking, so I'm very well versed.
You are. We did get the right group.
I support keeping an annual review. I like holding us accountable, even if we're just looking at it and saying, yep, we're still good with it. I like that.
So then what I will do, or while I'm still in this role for HGF manager, what I'm going to do is set an annual reoccurrence of like the first and say, hey, we need to bring this up on one of our first agendas. So that way
okay.
I'm keeping myself and the rest of the team honest. Anything else with housing trust fund priorities?
Nothing with the priorities, but can you scroll up just a little bit on the workforce housing definition? I know that we talked about last time and just wanted to read that. And I think that that looks good to me. And I was curious, Michael Malloy, if you thought that definition captured what workforce
housing is. I think that looks good.
Okay. Great.
Thank you, Susie, for pointing that out, because I believe the definition was a couple sentences longer last time we met on this, right?
Yeah, I think it was a little...
It was like talking about permanent supportive housing as part of that definition, so it started getting things kind of confusing.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Housing Trust Fund Advisory Board, or HTFAB, any questions on that? I'm going to go back to the scrolling really slow and just anybody stop me. I got to clean that up. That's going to have done too much. Are we okay with this language with the change? Because originally what was there was we were talking about like construction loans, soft cost loans, but we wanted to just keep it very high level and simple. So we just said, we'll establish recurring loan programs when it's appropriate.
Can you go up a little bit so we can see what this is referring to?
Absolutely.
What's the, there you go.
Yep. Reoccurring loan programs, for example, with the RFA that we're going to be reviewing those applications, the loan program that's being offered is basically a reoccurring loan program or a revolving loan program. Do you want me to reword that to?
Once it's paid back, we use
revolving.
Those funds again.
Yeah.
I would use revolving.
Revolving,
like that's a more descriptive.
Should I say revolving loan programs or revolving loan funds? Or just, actually, revolving loan program would probably be better because it's probably going to be different on a case by case basis. So I will make that change.
Is anyone else smelling bacon, or is it just me? All of a sudden, I'm smelling bacon, guys. I don't know what it is.
Fiscal must be having a nice breakfast next door.
What they're doing, yeah. Just ran French toast or something.
Oh no, I smell it. Okay, here we go. Anything else with this part of the section? Apparently, I don't know how to spell eligibility, so I will correct that.
That's a difficult word to type out. A lot of I's and L's and T's and...
That happens to me every time I type a sentence using a computer, I swear. All right. Another change that was talked about, the eligible applicants, partners, and sub-recipients. I believe we just wanted to put government entities because before I put like interlocal agreements, which is still saying you can award a government entity, but an interlocal agreement is the actual contract between the two entities. So I believe the requested change was government entities and then simplifying some of the language to make sure that that is defined a little bit.
Should we, okay, just back to my elementary school days. Should we not have an A there? Do you know what I mean? So that should, see how the other ones you just put a sentence behind them? You shouldn't have an A without having a B. For, that's, yeah. There you go. I don't, I just, because the other ones have.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
minor
say,
point. I'm just.
It's important. This is important stuff. So thank you. As I said, with the percentages, I wanted to type them out as far like just writing it out and then also having the numbers so that way there's no confusion if there's ever a typo or something like that. Oh, and then somehow I brought this back up, but this is that attachment, and then I moved our 2024 priorities right there. So I'd assume when we get to 2025, when we do that reoccurring event, we do. I just update this part of it, and now we don't have to worry about the rest of the document. I believe that's the end of it, folks. Is there any questions?
So let me ask you this. So usually the point for the attachments is, right, you don't need to go through the whole approval process of approving the policy. So if that's how this is set up, right? So we could just change that and not have to go through a whole reapproving policy.
Yeah. And that was because after rewatching it, I was listening to it. Because you were spitballing some really good ideas. Like, why don't we just, you know, update the sustainability policy or try to do some sort of attachment or a sheet so that way we don't have to keep going back just to update, not really update, just to add another subsection within a section. So I thought that having that attachment would be really clean for us to say, okay, it's here in the policy saying we're going to meet it annually, and then you have to look at the attachment to see what those are.
A motion for us to approve this? Are you looking for approval for this? Or
yes. I would probably say with, you know, depending on how you guys want to go with it, with the suggested changes, and after we get one last look, we can approve through email or we can approve it.
Right. Well, I don't think we made substantive enough changes that we would need to go to email. I think we can just, if everyone else is comfortable saying, you know, just entertaining a motion to approve it with the changes that we discussed here.
You all are in charge, so I'm following marching orders.
Can I get a, did you need
that? No, I was just, the only thing I was gonna say is that this policy is an internal policy. It's not one that's taken to the mayor or the council. It's really something for you guys to use. If someone wanted to look and ask what the Housing Trust Fund does, they can look at your policy. Just so you know, I wanna make that clarification so everybody knows
Thank
this
you.
Is not going for approval. If we do that, we, you know, it starts getting very...
Sounds like it gets a lot thick.
More professional.
Thick. Yeah. I think it's good for us just to know this is something that we'll all work with.
Perfect. So, is anyone comfortable making a motion to approve the policy with the changes that we discussed here?
I'll make
Claudia.
A motion.
There you go.
Yeah,
I'll second.
Okay. We got a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
She has turn. Sweet. So down first and then Claudia second. And then what's the second part? What's the word? Is there any abstentions? Is that what you mean?
Does anyone abstain?
Is that a word? Is that
abstention?
It is a word.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be asking that in a live meeting.
Or anyone not in favor.
Who used it for the first time, I was like, did they just make up a word?
Abstention is basically recusing yourself.
Okay. Not voting.
Other business was the meeting, right? But we already established that we're going to do a doodle poll for that.
Yep, and that's going to get out today. I will make sure that gets out today so that way we give this body enough time to adjust and make sure that it's on your guys' calendar sooner rather than later, because understandably, these get filled up very, very fast in our work. I don't have anything else. Is there anything you want to talk about with the group? We did it in record time, honestly. So
right.
We can give some time back to the day if you guys like.
Back to our day, you said?
Yeah, back
to
we'll get breakfast.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because we can go next door.
Follow your nose.
Right.
All right. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Okay, second.
I'll second.
Thank you. All right, thank you guys.
Thanks everybody.
Thank you everybody.
Thanks
everybody.